Well, as the dust settles on the federal election, both the Liberals and Nationals are looking for new leaders. Peter Dutton is tipped to take the leadership of the Liberal Party, but it's a more complicated story for the Nationals. Victorian MP Darren Chester has thrown his hat into the ring this morning, and former leader Michael McCormack and current deputy leader David Littleproud have not ruled themselves out. Oliver Gordon reports.
After an election where it succeeded in winning plenty of votes in the bush, the Nationals still face the reality that they're now out of government and have lost power to directly influence policy. That's why questions are being asked about whether Barnaby Joyce should continue as the party's leader. From within the party room, at least one challenge has emerged. This morning, Gippsland MP Darren Chester threw his hat in the ring.
I am concerned that as I travel around my electorate, as I travel around regional Australia, I'm constantly getting feedback from younger voters and female voters that they don't think we connect with them. They don't think we are focused on the issues, the diversity of issues that they're interested in. And I think we need to find ways to connect with those people. So that's what I'm putting myself forward for, is a bit of a fresh start, I guess.
Current leader Barnaby Joyce has spent this week standing by his performance, rightly pointing out that the party retained all 16 of its lower house seats.
This was against the tide, but the Liberals lost 19 seats. This was a very good outcome.
Darren Chester is questioning how good the outcome is, though.
It's not a great result for the Nationals to find themselves in opposition, because then we can't be in the room where the big decisions are made and really influence the outcomes for regional Australians.
Unlike Barnaby Joyce, he accepts some of his Nationals colleagues' comments over the past 3 years were a drag on the Liberals' ability to win votes in the cities.
There's no question, I think, that some of those more extreme comments from some of my colleagues had an impact. Let's be honest with each other in the National Party room and figure out how we can develop our policies, how we conduct ourselves in the public debate, and not be sabotaging the campaigns of Liberals in the city.
The Gippsland MP isn't the only one circling Barnaby Joyce. The ABC understands some Nationals are encouraging his deputy, David Littleproud, to mount a challenge when the party meets in Canberra next week. Former leader Michael McCormack hasn't ruled himself out of challenging either. In perhaps another sign the Party for Rural and Regional Australia is facing a fork in the road, Mallee MP Anne Webster has announced she'll put her hand up for the deputy position.
My understanding is that there will be several of us who put our hand up for deputy leader and, may the best man or woman win.
She respects the rights of some in her party to push back against net zero by 2050 targets, but she's doing nothing of the sort.
In my electorate of Mallee, I have 11 wind farms, 44 solar farms, and a solar hydro plant, and looking for a lot more investment. I have no coal sites and no gas. So for me, the issues are different, and I am very keen to see the investment in Mallee increased and the investment generally across a broader sector of Australia and regional communities.
I've got to say, when I hear you say that, it sounds a long way off what Matt Canavan, who's also in your party, is saying up in Queensland. He does television appearances with television screens in the back saying things like build more coal plants and things such as that. He undermined the net zero by 2050 target in the middle of the election campaign. Does it feel like you're worlds apart from a person like Matt Canavan?
Well, I think it reflects our democratic positions. That's the point. And it's a healthy thing. I don't always agree with everything Matt says. He doesn't necessarily agree with everything I say, but that's a healthy democratic process in action.
A similar sentiment was apparent in a recent editorial published in the Weekly Times, a Victorian News Corp publication sometimes called the Bible of the Bush. It posited that Barnaby Joyce failed to read the room on climate this election, and it urged Nationals who deny climate change to get out of the way. Editor James Wagstaff says the people he speaks to in regional and rural Australia are ready to move past the climate wars.
I think the silent majority are. Certainly we're based in Victoria, which is always a more progressive state in terms of that kind of stuff. But there's a lot, talk to the Victorian National Party down here. They're ready to embrace climate change. Our farmers are ready to get on with the job. They know it exists. On a whole, the silent majority know it exists. They're keen to work out how they can make money from it and move on. I think the debate, there's been a lot lost in this debate over the past couple of years. A lot of noise, a lot of mud thrown from both camps. But I think farmers just keen to make the most, you know, they're making record profits at the moment and they're just keen to get on and see how they can go going forward.
That's the Weekly Times editor James Wagstaff ending that report from Oliver Gordon.